And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 18th of February, 2025. Today is the birthday of Bernard Rollin, born on this day in 1943. Bernard Rollin was an American philosopher who was emeritus professor of philosophy, animal sciences, and biomedical sciences at Colorado State University. He is considered the father of veterinary medical ethics. Rollin specialized in animal rights and the philosophy of consciousness and was the author of a number of influential books in the field, including Animal Rights and Human Morality, The Case for Animal Rights, and The Unheeded Cry, Animal Consciousness, Animal Pain, and Scientific Change. He published Farm Animal Welfare, and he was co-editor of the two-volume The Experimental Animal in Biomedical Research. He published his memoir in 2011, Putting the Horse Before Descartes. He was prominently featured in the film about speciesism, The Superior Human, in which he analyzes the ideology of René Descartes to help show that animals can think and feel. Rollin was a member of the Scientific Expert Advisory Council for Australian animal welfare group Voiceless. Voiceless exposes legalized animal cruelty and informs public debate. Bernard Rollin, who said, "I strongly believe that animals enjoy a rich mental life. It is also clear that animals have some concept of enduring objects, causality, and futural possibilities. Animals also clearly display a full range of emotions, as Darwin famously argued." And today, from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 6:30 p.m. UK time, join Melanie Challenger in Talking Animals, Law, and Philosophy. This will be the second event in this term's series, organized by the Cambridge Center for Animal Rights Law. Their website reads, "Melanie Challenger, Vice President of the RSPCA, will join us to present Nature or the Individual, Who or What to Represent First in Politics and Law." Today, it is widely accepted among scientists and non-scientists that many non-human animals are intelligent, sentient, communicative, and agentive. And yet, there is no provision to represent their voices within human decision-making contexts. But how, when, and why should we consider other species in our legal and political spheres? The commonest approaches today are in the rights of nature movements, which attempt to represent other beings in aggregate or to safeguard whole landscapes, and in projects like Animals in the Room, which regard the other animals in our midst as individuals, capable of communicating their interests. Which approach, the collective or the individual, should we consider first? The event will take place on Zoom and is open to all. To sign up for this event, find the link in today's show notes. And here is a portion of William Wordsworth's poem, Humanity. What a fair world were ours for verse to paint, if power could live at ease with self-restraint. Opinion bow before the naked sense of the great vision, faith in providence. Merciful over all his creatures, just to the least particle of sentient dust, but fixing by immutable decrees seed time and harvest for his purposes. Then would be closed the restless oblique eye that looks for evil like a treacherous spy. Disputes would then relax like stormy winds that into breezes sink. Impetuous minds by discipline endeavor to grow meek as truth herself, whom they profess to seek. Then genius, shunning fellowship with pride, would braid his golden locks at wisdom's side. Love ebb and flow untroubled by caprice, and not alone harsh tyranny would cease, but unoffending creatures find release from qualified oppression, whose defense rests on a hollow plea of recompense. Thought-tempered wrongs for each humane respect, oft worse to bear or deadlier in effect. Humanity by William Wordsworth. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder, what a fair world were ours for verse to paint if power could live at ease with self-restraint.